Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. PPP Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them, The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening, so keep it locked on The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa del Deed, Saka Fet, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous Francois, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars to pay for meds for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward? Killers forced in, so in the morning she's mourning as they brought the corpse in. Forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more lint. I know it's horrid. Hope you get him morbid. View with the truth orbit. We'll go on as usual. Funerals, suicide portraits, suit and tie culprits. Rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant. No way to beautify torment. Truth don't lie, this guy's behind the pulpit. Used to try Luke and I, crucify flesh, forfeit. I do cry, abortion. The single was lethal, we the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement, trailblazing torsion. Still my core sins all look back, saying look what the Lord did.
Yo, Shivani. Yo, Warren. I really don't think they're ready for this. But let's try it anyway. Put your hands up. Come on. They ain't hype enough for being here. Come on. Time to make through victory. Don't stand and holding you down. Hear me now. Woo! Keep your hands where my eyes can see. I'm looking for you. I know I saw you. So where you at?
Listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, The Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
What is good radio family, it is May 14th, 2018, and yes, you are listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, The Psalmist Voice Reloaded.
It is here, family, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with rawness, music, and yes, all in biblical context. And I am your humble host, the Psalmist Voice. What is good? We pray here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network that the word will impact your life and bring a fresh understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And yes, family, we have a hot one for you today. We have the media mogul herself, Miss Lady V. She's in the building. But of course, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, TPV presents Lady V. But y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
CPV Radio family, are you ready to walk? I know y'all ready to walk. Lady V's ready to walk. Let's get it. Let's go. The Psalmist Voice presents Lady V. Keep it locked. We got her coming up right.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Entertainment industry, Valerie Hunt, aka Lady V's dreams of being a Rolling Stone at heart. At the age of 12, Valerie knew her journey was nothing more than to be in front of a camera, modeling for top brands like Kellogg's, Tide, NBC, American Crime, and Benson, CEO of entertainment consulting. Valerie represents entertainers from modeling, acting, and musically inclined individuals. Hot first approach leads to success for those she works with. In her all-around entertainment perfection and unique portfolio, Hot also worked with Fortune 500 scale promoters, LeBlanc Magazine, Zone 24 TV, and Rich Kid Radio. Well-rounded and grounded, the Psalmist Voice welcomes, you know her as Lady V, Miss Valerie Hunt, the media boss herself. Welcome to the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. God bless you. What's good, Lady V?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you? We're in the middle of
blessed, thankful.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm good. You know, you got to keep it moving, no matter what you feel like, what you look like. You know, you got to make it happen every day. You put your feet on the ground.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And your resume is extremely extensive, and that is a good thing. And, you know, I was connected through Stormin Norman. Got to give a big up for Stormin Norman.
Shout out, Norman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. TV Entertainment in the building. Also, you know, it was just a pleasure because I'm like, okay, she does something totally different. You know, my show is a Christian-based show, right? He said, yeah,
yes.
So. And I said, okay, well, you know, I don't want to offend anybody or anything like that. He said, no. He said, put her on. I said, okay, great. Let's get it. Let's go. So
that's
pretty
right.
Much,
that's right.
Much, you know, we are here, and you know, you've had a very busy week last week going into this week, and you know, you've been interviewing with a lot of folks here in the CTX, mm-hmm. and you know, again, you know, they know you as Lady V, and they know you as the media mogul, the model. You do it,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff. But the spin of this show is the fact that they may know you as Lady V, but we want to know the other side of Lady V. What is the source of Lady V's power? You know, what is the strength that keeps Lady V going from day to day? What makes Lady V tick? You know, all these things as far as the spiritual aspect of things. A lot of people may not know that about you, and that's what's going to be so significant for today's show, because a lot of people know you as a game player, the game changer, and you know, you doing all this stuff with the entertainment aspect and modeling, being a mentor, mentee to different young ladies and things like that. But you know, we're gonna understand and know the source of Lady V. What gives you your power? Just like Wonder Woman, what gives her power? What gives you your power as far as continuing to go on into this industry, making an impact?
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, what was your biggest inspiration at a young age? You started very young at 12. So what was your biggest inspiration?
Wow. At that age, I was living overseas in Frankfurt. And I can honestly say at that moment, there was really no inspiration. I would say it was more of a divine intervention. I was a young kid, and I actually was walking home from school, and a young lady approached me and asked me, in short, you know, would I like to come audition? Of course, I didn't know what it was. And long story short, I went. It was a casting for Benetton. And at that time, I was the only person under the age of 18. And I say to a lot of people, there comes a time in your life, it may be when you're young, it may be mid-age, it may be when you're a little bit wiser, when you realize what your true calling is. And the first moment that I stepped on the runway, I knew then that I belonged in the forefront.
Yeah.
I knew at that moment that was my journey. And from that moment on, you know, I pushed, and my parents supported me in everything that I did. But at the same time, because I do come from a very strong Christian background family, you know, they made sure that even though I was modeling for this big clothing line, they still did not allow them to breach our, you know, spiritual or religious that we grew up. My mother is a Southern Baptist, and it's crazy as it sounds, my mother's Southern Baptist, my father was Catholic at the time. So, you know, those things were already with me when I started. So I never changed, but my inspiration truly was finding out very young that I was capable of doing such a thing with people of that stature, you know, and that they believed in me. So that was my push, you know, that was, but you know, time went on, things changed.
Yes, ma'am. And see, that's the most awesome thing about when you are introduced to Jesus Christ. He never leaves you. And the plant and the seeds that your parents planted as you were growing up never leave you. Regardless of what path you take,
they don't.
It always seems that you go right back to the source. So as far as you got, yes, ma'am, and as you got started, when you had those days when you felt that you were overwhelmed, or maybe you felt that maybe this wasn't for me, what was your favorite Bible verse that got you through and gave you that revigor and that fire to do to continue to do what you do and open doors for other young women?
For me, it's not so much as a verse, but it's something that we probably all have heard: through God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And when I have those, I have to be honest, I have those times often, you know, this is overwhelming, this is too much, but that goes back into my head, you know, he will not put no more on you than you can bear. That is my driving force. So with those passages going over and over in my head, I felt not only did I have a responsibility to others, but I had a responsibility to him. Because
yes.
he bestowed this special thing in me to do something with it. And I would be doing an injustice if I didn't do so. So it keeps me going, you know. And it's not, I said it the other day, for me, it was never about the I guess you could say fame or whatever, or the money. But the mere fact that I'm continuing to do what he put me here to do. And I know that's what he put me here to do, because I tried so many other things. And I didn't fail. I just wasn't happy. I did not feel I was fulfilling what I was meant to be doing.
So was it obvious, or did you stumble upon when you were going through your transitions and as you were growing in the industry, did you find that you were doing a lot of first, and as far as knowing who God was in your life, not compromising and keeping your integrity as a woman, did you find that most in your industry? And if so, is there any tips that you can give any other young lady or young man that is interested in walking the same path you walk?
Well, of course, as time has went on, you know, as I became older, as with anyone else, you start growing into your, you know, yourself, you know, your things change on the outside and people do see you a little differently. But fast forward, like I would say about the last 5 or 6 years, I'm fully aware of that, and I'm fully aware that there are people out here that will expose you before you actually meet people that actually have good intent for you. And what sure. I have done, again, I'm a firm believer that if I stay the course that God intended for me to walk and never deviate from that for any reason, I am going to seek, quote unquote, higher ground or my full potential of what he put me here to do. So I never, under any circumstance, you know, defy my morals. Never. I said this too in another interview. Last year I was asked to do a movie. They did not say until after I took it that it was nudity from neck to my waist. I instantly what? Said no. I told my manager the answer is no. I won't do that. Because I don't feel like I have to do those things. And I always say, as long as I have God first, I don't care how many things I turn away, he's still going to take me through this path to lead me to where he wants me to be, as long as I stay the course. So I never compromise. And because I grew up with a strong Christian background, not just from my parents, but I have aunts and things like that that taught me many different things growing up, you know. And even now when I shoot photos, you'll never find a photo of me without anything. You'll never find me in a compromising position. You will never find that. If I could tell a short story, last year when I was asked to do the magazine cover for London LeBlanc magazine, all she told me was she wanted the cover. And I had looked at all of her magazines, saw these beautiful girls, you know, because I don't really knock anybody for how they choose to do what they do. But I said, I know people may think, you know, your journey would be easier if you did it this way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, I'm not going to go at this magazine that way. So I don't know if you've seen the cover of that magazine. It's me with a pair of pants and a military jacket and my bass guitar. That's what I have.
Yes.
I mean, you can't see anything. And to this day, that lady says to me that's her favorite magazine cover. To this day.
Wow.
So I feel like, and one of the things, and I kind of, if I talk too much, kind of slow me down. But one of the reasons why also I stay the way that I am, because a lot of people tend to think, or they say, is it harder for a female? It is harder, but it's only harder if we allow it to be, which means if you're one of those people that want to come into the industry and that are willing to sell their soul, so to speak, you just made it harder for yourself. You may get more work, more recognition than I, but you just made it that much more difficult and complicated for you. Whereas for me, the most important thing to me when I meet with people, because it's a male-driven industry, it is when I walk into a room full of males, and I have to say, and I know some women may disagree, I have not yet experienced any type of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And I had a friend of mine tell me, because you always carry yourself with respect. You always, and your people. Your people walk in your same with you doing the same thing. Because I know that I'm not just all these things, but I'm a leader. You know, I know that I have a responsibility if I want to be the voice that says to young people, you don't have to sell your soul to do anything in this world. Stay true to who you are, whatever your religious background is. Stay true to that. Because I promise you, if you do that, you will get to where you're going without compromising yourself or your family, you know? Because that's another thing I tell people. Once you step foot in this industry, it's not just about you. It's your kids. It's your spouses. It's your, you have a responsibility to those people. And in no way will my mother ever open a magazine and see me in a way that's not, you know, appropriate. I can honestly say I will never do a movie that I'm without clothes or a show.
Yes.
Never. Never. So I say to young people all the time, the first thing you have to understand about yourself is who you are and what your purpose is. Some people, it takes a long time for them to understand. They fall and they bump their head before they ever know. But it's never too late. The moment you realize and understand that, then you must walk that path that he already has set forth for you.
Correct, correct. You know, because even with the industry, you know, you do have a lot of stereotypes, especially, you know, it is a male-driven industry. And then when you're a woman, you see a lot of young ladies going in there half naked and selling themselves short and things like that, and just to get that quick buck or just to be on a scene or things like that. And what makes you unique is the fact that you stood your ground, you showed integrity, and you're still able to floss without being naked. And you're showing an example to all the young women out there that you can still be successful in this industry. You can still look good and all that stuff without being half naked. You don't have to sell yourself, as you said, sell yourself or sell your soul just to get a quick deal. And you can still get the same reward by walking with integrity. Look, I'm a young lady, and yes, you are looking at me because of my certain look or the look that I have. But I have a standard, and I will not do this. And sometimes you might get the door closed in your face, but that's okay. Then that's okay.
Absolutely.
Because God will always open another one.
Absolutely. Because one of the things with my business, Esquire, everyone knows with Esquire, that standard goes and applies to them as well. If you cannot abide by that standard, you will not be working with Esquire. And I don't just throw people away. I will tell them this is just not a fit for you, because I help guide people in understanding their true cause, their true path, and their value. You know, the ladies that I have, they will tell you my standards are very, very high. I want women to be women, young ladies to grow into great women. This is what I want for them. I want the men to do the same, you know. So there is a big responsibility being a part of my team, you know. You don't have to be the most prettiest. You don't have to be the, but you have to have a certain spirit about you that I know that's there. And sometimes it's hard for me to draw that out, but when I see it, I don't give up on them. There are some people I will not give up on because I see it in them. It's just sometimes with young people, unfortunately, most people were not blessed the way that I am to have family or parents that can truly, you know, give them that foundation, you know, growing up, you know, with Christ. A lot of people don't have that. I mean, I don't say how old I am, but I will say even at the age I am now, when I work, do photos, I always think about the things that I was taught. I always do. Every now and again, my mother will say, why did you wear that red hair? You know? So I still have that in the back. It's the respect, you know, honor thy mother and father. I still honor my parents. I will be 80 years old and I will honor my parents and not wearing or doing certain things. You know, you hear a lot of young kids, but I'm grown. You know? And I'm like, yeah, you're grown, but you have a responsibility. What legacy are you leaving for your children, your grandchildren, you know, or your parents, you know? Because without them, you wouldn't be here. So I still have those things in my head when I'm doing them. Now, am I truly happy with the decisions? Yes. Everything that I have done, there is no regret. None whatsoever. Because I did them with respect. I did them first and foremost having God with me and a part of my life, because I'm also in situations that some may consider dangerous. Before we go into any event, my whole team and I pray.
That's right.
We pray. Yes, we do. We've been in the parking lot. We be in the van. And when I say we are a cohesive family, we are. No one is left behind. No one, nothing. We are a cohesive family, and we work together and we pray together.
Awesome, awesome. Because having that tight-knit group is important, especially when you're putting God in the middle of it. I mean, it leaves an impact, and everywhere you go, because just to name a few people you've worked with, and people can get starstruck over these individuals, like Anthony Hamilton, yeah. Eldebart Jr., mm-hmm. Paul Wall, mm-hmm. the list goes on and on. So being in that realm of folk, and then people looking from the outside in, oh, man, you work with him and you didn't do this and you didn't do that. No, you don't have to. You don't have to sell yourself, young lady or young man. Just because you work with these individuals and, you know, you're selling yourself short. You know, you're more valuable if you come into a meeting or in a boardroom and they're discussing future plans on doing certain works with certain individuals, and they know right off mm-hmm. the bat that Lady V is walking up in here and this is her integrity sheet, and she's not going to put up with this and put up with that. We will be able to utilize her mm-hmm. for this and that. However, there's integrity there. And when you walk into a room with power like that, as far as making, you know, first of all, you have God first. God is able to sustain you and keep you looking young with these young ladies and keep you vibrant and keep you energetic. You know, that's the secret to all that. So that's one beauty tip you give a lot of your young ladies and young men, that, hey, you put God first in your life, he'll keep you rejuvenated. He'll keep you young. If you want to be 30 for the rest of your life, you can be 30 for the rest of your life.
Amen,
you know, so,
and
you know.
I believe that. And that's one of the reasons why I believe I know I'm doing what he wants me to do, you know. And back to what you were saying, I will say this. As long as I feel like, because I have him in my life and I know he's with me, he's protecting me. Every individual I've ever came in contact with in this industry or worked with, they have a very strong spiritual background. You wouldn't know
Correct.
It, but they do. They
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
And there, and when I have these moments with him, I see it and I hear it. You know, so I've been very, very blessed to have had that, because a lot of people don't meet those, you know. So mm-hmm. I always say everybody has a calling. Some people are called to the pulpit to minister to people, you know. Me, I feel like I'm called to this, to be able to minister in a certain way to individuals, you know.
Correct.
Because I know when I speak to people, they listen. They listen.
Correct.
My mother used to always say, even as a kid, people, she says, I watch people. When you speak to them, they listen to you. And I never took that very serious until I was, you know, probably in my 20s. And I'm like, wow, they really listen to me. So I feel like, you know, that's what my calling is, you know, in this world, to be able to minister to the young rap artists that are coming up, or the ones that may have took the wrong road and now trying to get back on track, or to help them continue, you know, doing, you know, his work or his will or their calling that he's placed upon them. It's me that is put here to help them understand, hey, this is me. And I always tell people, everybody has a story. A lot of people look at me and think that I've had it easy or she's pretty or whatever, but you don't know my story.
Correct.
You don't
Correct.
Know what I've had to, everybody has a testimony. Everybody.
Correct.
Some people don't realize that their testimony could help someone or encourage or inspire, but we all have one. But some people, they don't want to share it. And I always say, if you have a testimony, share it. And that's another reason why I love my people at Esquire. They tell their stories. And when I say they have some stories that will inspire you, they inspire me. Because some of their stories, I'm like, wow, wow. And to see the changes, to see that they finally have understood why they're here and they're walking that path, is powerful. It's truly powerful.
Yes, and you know, even in the, like, for example, in the church aspect of things, and when individuals that are in the entertainment business or music business or what have you, and they grew up in the church, their foundation is Jesus Christ, but they do secular music, or they do modeling or entertainment or things like that. Now, there is a big stigma in the church with that, and you made a valid point. Sometimes God calls individuals to do different assignments for different things. Mm-hmm. Not all of us are called to be preachers. Not all of us were called to be missionaries. Not all of us were called to do those things. And talent was developed by God. And when we're in different genres of things or different business opportunities or whatever you want to call it, when you put God first, it shows, because your integrity shows. When you go before people that don't even know who Christ is, they already see it, that this woman or this man is not going to put up with certain things and blah 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 blah. So is there something that you can tell the church family that's listening about the stigmas of being in entertainment, and because you're in entertainment, you're not saved? Personally, I don't think that's true. I think that you're walking in the talent that God called you to walk. Now, if you go into that industry and you acting like a total knucklehead, then maybe there's some question or concern as to regards to your relationship. But can you tell those church folks that have that legalistic mind, you can still be saved and still operate in that craft or in that call that God used them? Can you give them just a little bit of eye-opening advice on that?
Wow. You know, I'm glad that you asked me that question. And I don't know if anybody from my church is listening, but I've had this conversation, because you're absolutely right. They think when you're in this part of the industry, you're not saved. Because here recently, I would say over the last year, I can see, even with myself, how people are towards me when I go to church. And I'm like, And I had the conversation with a lady that attends my church, and I explained to her, you know, she says, I see you do this, you host a hip-hop TV show. And I told her, yes, I do. But what you don't see is before and after what me and those individuals talk about and how mm-hmm. I stay in touch with them. I stay encouraging them. But yes, I don't want to say they, but some, they tend to have that judgment, you know. And I think it's totally unfair because they forget that God calls each one of us to do different things to provide, you know, the guidance to people. Because he's got to have his, I call the warriors out here. They're, you know, mm-hmm. So why are you judging me? When I go to church, I'm very humble. I always tell people what you see on those pictures, what you see when I'm on television, that's a costume. The wig, the right. hair, that's a costume, you know. But when I go to church, I'm very humble. You wouldn't even recognize me. You wouldn't, because mm-hmm. I'm not there for that. I am still a Christian. I still have a strong faith. And I'm still out here preaching or talking to them or speaking to them about the word and the past, you know, doing what's right morally. So I'm still doing that. But I just wish that the church would not do it. But because they are like that, it doesn't stop me from serving. It doesn't stop me from doing that at all. Because I know that I have to go through that. I'm going to go through that. So, and it just makes me stronger and, you know, kind of pushes me more to tap in, to help and provide whatever it is I can to the people that I meet. But yes, I feel like some of them do pass that harsh judgment. Trust me, I've experienced it. You know, all of a sudden they don't speak, they look at you and, you know, with the side eye and different things like that, you know. And I was even asked, you know, why don't you join the church choir? Or, because that's not what I was called to do.
Exactly.
Yes. I wasn't called to join the church choir. I wasn't called to be an usher. I wasn't called for that. So, and I am very much in tune to myself. So I know what it is I'm supposed to be doing. But, and you know, I had this conversation. I know you've heard about the whole Snoop situation. And mm-hmm. again, this is a young man who was given a talent. Yeah, he may have done the secular and decided to do some. What is wrong with that? That's always been who he was, because he grew up a very strong Southern Baptist. That's always been who he was. So I did not understand why they had some people had such an issue with what he was doing, because at the end of the day, the only difference between him and some of them is that some of his mishappenings are, you know, out in the open.
Correct.
We don't know what you're not public, so we don't know the things that you've done, because no one's mm-hmm. perfect. No sin is bigger mm-hmm. than the other. So I didn't understand why the harsh criticism for him for doing that. And I felt like maybe he felt it was time to go back to his roots, to touch other people in different ways. Maybe he felt that instead of shunning him, they should have embraced that and said, well, thank you, brother. Thank you for doing this. Because for so long, we saw him out here doing and rapping about this, 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 and that. But again, you have to understand, sometimes we do choose to do certain things, but if you have that strong core, you're going to go back. You're going to come back to your roots. You're going to come back. So he did that. And I just wish that people wouldn't be so judgmental within the church. You know, everyone is welcome. You know that old song, the doors to the church is open, come on in.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. What happened to that? You know, what happens to that? Like, when you're in this industry, the door is closed on you.
Mm-hmm.
Closes.
Mm-hmm.
And it
that's
shouldn't
what makes,
be. But,
exactly. But that's what makes what makes this show so black sheepish. And I'm saying that because we talk about issues just like that. There is no reason And the I can explain to you why the church is the way it is now. It's because we've gotten too corporate. And we're mm-hmm. stuck in the religious aspect of things. This world is changing. And in order for us to be effective in this world as believers, we have to be able to be versatile. And if God called mm-hmm. us to be an actor, called us to be a singer or rapper or whatever, and we went the secular route the first half of our career, and we made millions and millions of dollars and all this jazz, but then God always has a way to bring you back home.
Bring you
and
back.
And in Snoop's case, I applaud Snoop because he had a major influence, not only in the rap game, but now he's changing and turning heads as he's transitioning to gospel. But what discourages mm-hmm. people like Snoop and people in the entertainment industry is the religious folks. I'm not talking about the true believer. I'm talking about the religious mm-hmm. folks. The religious folks is what discourages people like yourself and Snoop and many others not to come back home because they're ready to throw stones. Because their
Absolutely.
Lifestyle was exposed in the media, in the videos,
mm-hmm.
and all this other stuff that you see on the outside. But transparency is a key factor in making sure your life's together and your walk is together. Because anybody can come to the Psalmist Voice and feel home. Why? Because we're not here to judge you. Because all of us here have a story. All of us here have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk through it every single day. We're still going through it every single day. But what keeps you strong and what keeps you motivated in your faith is because you iron sharpen iron. You stay connected with people that understand that, look, this is my job. This is my costume. This is what I put on to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not who I am. This is what I do.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. And then when the church understands that, then I think we'll have a better understanding instead of quick judging folks and instead of quick judging and embracing folks. Man, thank God Snoop came back home. Just saying. Thank God
Absolutely.
That all these major
Absolutely.
Rappers that was in the game coming back home to Jesus Christ. These are people that we need because they influence today's youth. And if they can influence today's youth on nonsense, and now he can influence today's
mm-hmm.
youth on something that's substance, come on, man. That's a ministry all in itself. Man, I applaud Snoop
Absolutely.
For what he's doing. And he needs to stay encouraged
Absolutely.
And don't let church folks discourage him. And you do the same, Lady B. Don't let church
oh,
folks
absolutely.
Discourage you. You know, continue to
you
walk
know,
in what God called you to do. Just saying.
You
anyway,
know,
go ahead.
You know, and it's not just the church, you know. You have family that does the same. I remember when I decided to dove back into this, and I had some pictures, and, you know, I had some family, you know, make this whole big woo-ha about the pictures. And, you know, and I said to them, first and foremost, my God knows what I'm doing. My mother has seen these pictures. My father has seen these pictures. My daughter has seen these pictures. And as long as they don't have an issue with it, I don't care what you think. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, so, you know, it's just like you said, I'm glad that he's doing that too. But I've met so many people in this industry that people, and I wonder sometimes if they don't share that part of them because they don't want people to know. Like, for example, you know, at the beginning I told you, you know, I come from a Southern background, Baptist church. My father was a Catholic. But then in my later teens, my parents became a Jehovah's Witness. So you have a lot of people that don't even want you to know what their religion background is, you know. And I wonder sometimes, is it because they don't want to be shunned or they think they won't sell any records or they won't. I haven't got around to asking certain people that question because I met many people and I know what their religious backgrounds are, but I don't really touch
mm-hmm.
on that. I just always speak in the aspects of spirituality, you know. So for the most part, like I said, you know, I'm going to say people, we look at the person in the industry, we just see the shell. We don't see the inside of the person. We don't realize that costume, just like when you go to work, you wear a uniform. You know, that uniform does not signify that you or whatever it is that you work. You know, it's just the outer part. You know, the inside of you is what people need to get an understanding about. And they can only get that understanding if they actually have a conversation with you. And instead, if they want to converse with you, they move away from you. You know, so I think that, you know, we have to try to get an understanding of individuals instead of just judging them for what they look like, you know, or what they're doing, you know. So, but I know even with myself in this business, I'm probably going to, you know, maybe say, I don't worry about do or things I may do or wear, you know. I may say some things that may ruffle a little feathers, but at the end of the day, I always tell people, feel free to inbox me and let's talk about it so you get to know who I am.
Correct.
You know, get to know me, you know, and I think that's fair. That's a fair assessment with anybody, but, you know, I still go to church, but I still get that feeling that not necessarily ostracizing, but looking at me like, wow, she's doing this or she's doing that, and, you know, so I don't let it bother me. It's fuel for me is what I call it. It's just going to keep, you know, giving me the fuel to keep doing what I'm doing because I know I must be touching you or you wouldn't be moved by whatever it is you think I'm doing.
Correct.
So
correct.
I just keep going.
Correct. And you have to, you know, and, you know, that's why, you know, I was very excited doing this interview with you because I really wanted to understand, you know, how you felt upon that, because when you're dealing with the church, you know, it's a very sensitive thing. And regardless of how big your church is, regardless you have a mega church or you just have a small church down in the hood on the block, it shouldn't matter. Why are we continuing to throw stones? And Jesus never threw stones. Now I could see, you know, again, I could see if you were, you know, being a hypocrite. Like, oh, man, we saw Lady V. She had her booty all hanging out on a video and stuff like that. Now, I could understand, you know what I'm saying? I could understand, you know, some type of, you know, ostracizing there. But if you walk in with integrity, you walk in with your head held high, you could still take photos, you could still be in a movie clothes, you could still act and speak without every other word, the cuss word and all this other nonsense. Mm-hmm. You could still walk with integrity and still do your job in the industry and still make the money that you need to make in the industry without selling out. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? You can still do it, but it depends on the person because that person's flesh is weak. So they're going to be tempted to do all that other stuff. So they judge you because you're walking in your purpose. Maybe they wanted to be an actress. Maybe they wanted to be a model. Maybe they wanted to be on magazines or host TV shows. But they felt that their flesh was too weak to deal with the temptations of it. And that's why you see now this putting church on blast, how you see all these ministers and stuff coming out the closet and all this other nonsense going on because they didn't check their flesh first. So when you check your flesh first and you're transparent about it, and I could go to Lady V and say, hey, Lady V, I may be a Christian. I'm saved. Yes, I'm a pastor, but I got issues too. And I'm working through my issues every single day, and every step that I take, I'm getting closer and closer to be Christ-like. Christ never told us to be like him. He told us to be Christ-like. We will never be like Christ. Because our flesh was born in sin. So we are never going to be like Christ. But to be Christ-like is the goal. So every day is not going to be a perfect day. Maybe you're going to put on the wrong pair of heels, and the heels break, and you're going to say something out your mouth. Just saying.
Yeah.
These are little things that happen because we are still in the flesh. Our body is sin. We were born in sin. But when we continue to keep our spiritual man leveled and fed, that's what keeps us protected through all the different temptations that you go through in entertainment or in the movies or what have you. It keeps you in a bubble so you can still walk and do your thing without the temptation. Just saying, man.
Most
people
definitely
make excuses, you know? But can
most
you
definitely
get, can
you, and,
you
know, I'm
no,
sorry,
go ahead.
You know, I
was
just, too, one of the
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You got it.
we are on the same flow here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say one of the biggest, I'm not going to even say challenges that I face is because, you know, I host a hip-hop television show. And oftentimes, you know, I'm interviewing or, you know, working with rap artists that we see with the braids and the tattoos on their face. And I even had this conversation with my mother. And you know what I told her? You will not believe the souls of some of those young men and women. You would not believe how much of their spiritual life is within them. So you can't look at these young people. Because I get asked all the time, how do you do this with these? It's like I'm being judged because I'm interviewing this person or I work with this person. Again, you have no idea what their testimony is. You don't know their life. You don't know that they fall to their knees every day. You don't know that. You know, so I want people to stop judging some of these young kids or young people because they may have tattoos all over their face or they may have the long hair, what have you. Stop judging them because that may be the very person that has to lend a hand to help you get up one day.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what God may place upon that person or the position he may put you in for that individual to be there for you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Lady V, do you have any information that anybody can contact you for booking, social media sites? Because I know you have your own radio show as well.
Yes.
Can you give – yes, I've listened to some of those too. So, you know, like I said, you got to do your homework on who you're going to talk to before you actually talk to them. But, again, you know, you are an inspiration. And, you know, that's why we can – you know, I can say that I can have this conversation with you because I know you're doing what you have to do as far as where you are. You're handling your business from where you are. You know, because I'm in this facet of what I do, that doesn't make me who I am. I'm still Valerie at the end of the day. Lady V gets up in the closet, and, you know, after I get off my sessions. I'm done with
honey,
that.
Lady V
comes on.
Lady V gets hung up when I get in the car and throw that wig in the back seat.
Exactly. So people don't understand the difference. When you're dealing with entertainment in any facet, that's people know you as that thing or as that brand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the person. So people forget the person behind the brand. And the brand sometimes becomes the person. But it depends on the person and how strong they are in their faith, you know? So at the end of the day, you have to understand who you are when the lights turn off, when the cameras are off, when all the flashing of the cameras are dim and it's just you. You got to know who you are and, you know, and you go into your secret place to refill and refuel. But anywho, you're going to be preaching for another hour. But please tell the family how they can book you, how they can get in contact as far as your radio show goes, your meet social media websites, all that jazz.
Well, you know, you can find me on Instagram at VEE Lady V LADIV or Blog Talk Radio Media Boss Lady V, or you can Google Media Boss Lady V, or you can go to Facebook and find Media Boss Lady V, and it'll have my business phone number there.
Awesome.
But of course, if you Google Media Boss Lady V, my Twitter will come up, my Instagram will come up. On Twitter, it's LadyV_360.
Awesome. And when is your radio show air? And could you give the family your days on?
I usually air Wednesdays or Saturday nights, and the reason why I say usually, because I host a hip-hop television show or I'm asked to go to events, they're usually on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So if I'm not doing that, then I am on the radio. However, I am actually going to another media network, which is television and radio. So I'm going to be redoing my times. I'm going to stay with Blog Talk because that's mine. So I haven't figured out exactly what days, but I'm still on right now for about 30 minutes on Wednesdays and Saturdays if I'm not working. But, of course, all that slows down around August. So I spend more time from August through December on the radio. But it often gets a little challenging because I host a radio show, but lately I've been a guest on a lot of radio shows. So I'm on the radio somewhere.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, I've been on the radio all over the world, you know, the UK, everywhere. So I'm blessed, you know. I always tell people before we end, you know, God has done a lot of amazing things for me and my family. And I have to do what he intended for me to do a long time ago. So I wish, you know, I wish I could, but yes, I have a big testimony with God, you know. So I'm doing, you know, what I feel, and it's not what I feel, it's what I know I'm supposed to be doing. And at the same time, being able to give the word to and have these moments with these young people that they don't get with a lot of people. They just don't. And oftentimes, they just want somebody to hear them. And if you just listen to them, you may be able to bring them back. But we don't listen. We shun them, turn our backs, keep going, you know. But they can find me pretty much anywhere. I got so many things going on. I have to keep, I don't erase my text messages. I don't erase my inboxes because I have so much going on. I have to always remember. Sometimes, matter of fact, my photographer reminded me yesterday, you know, you have an interview tomorrow. So I'm always working. And I was like, is it tomorrow or is it the 17th? He said, no, tomorrow. So, yeah. You know, but I am thankful that you brought me on here because honestly, when I was first asked, I'm like, don't they know what I do? This is a Christian chat. So I asked my manager what he thought about me doing it. He said, oh, it's the same thing that you do everywhere else. You know, these people want to know who you are. You never know who you're going to, you know, encourage to come back or encourage to not lose their faith and still be able to walk that journey. You know, so I said, okay. So I was very ecstatic about doing this, you know. I've had a couple shows, and I have to say this is, you know, along with my show in the UK that I did, the interview, that's one of my two favorites that I've been able to do in the last couple of weeks. So I appreciate it a lot, and I appreciate you for having people such as myself on the show so people will understand that we're not what you see.
Exactly.
We're not that. It's just the costume. I don't even wear makeup in my regular life. I wear Adidas sweatshirt every day. You can ask anybody. I have an Adidas sweatsuit, and my hair is in a bun, and a pair of shades every day.
Yeah, because I mean, you gotta have you always for if you're always dolled up and dressed up every single day. Maybe an 8 to 12 hour shift, sometimes 16 hours, depending on the job. After all mm-hmm. that, you're ready to take all that stuff off and just relax. So you're not gonna wear all that makeup. You're not gonna do all that crazy stuff because this is what I do for a living. So I'm gonna just lay mm-hmm. my hair down and leave me alone. Just saying. So
mm-hmm.
you know that people don't understand the difference, but. I know you're almost out of time. Is there any encouraging words you would like to give to the family out there? And again, just give them your information to have them follow you and all that stuff so we can keep in touch. And, of course, like I told you before, you know, now that you called into the show, you're considered family. So we'll definitely make sure you're okay and all that. And if you need any prayer or anything like that, we are available for you. Whenever you need it.
Well, thank you. You know, what I do want to say to anybody that's listening, whatever is set upon your heart to do in this life, do it. Don't worry about what others, and that was one of my biggest problems, is worrying about what other people would say. Don't. As long as you're working in the light of God, and the path that you know, and you'll know if you're doing what he wants you to do, because nothing else you do will work out. At least that's what happened with me. I was successful at many things, but it just didn't feel right. Don't worry right. about the naysayers. Don't worry about people's negative connotations or, you know, the Lord wouldn't want you to do that. You know, don't worry about any of that. As long as you are walking the way he intended you to walk and you still carry that within you, whatever your religious preference is, you do it. But while you're doing it, don't do it walking with tunnel vision. And what I mean by that, each individual that you come in contact with, you talk to them. You speak to them from your heart, because you don't know who you're going to inspire, who you're going to touch. And it is an amazing feeling when people come back to me and say, you know what, thank you for that talk. And you don't realize that small piece of conversation did something to help them, as we said with Snoop, go back. But still continue what they're doing. But you guys can find me on Instagram, VEE-LADIV, or Twitter at LadyV_360, or you can Google me, Media Boss Lady V, Blog Talk Radio, Media Boss Lady V Network. You'll find me there. So you can pretty much find me anywhere. But if you go to Facebook, my fan page, Media Boss Lady V, I have a business 800 number there. You can reach me there as well. But again, thank you so, so, so much for bringing me on this platform to do this so early. And I say so early, even though I've been in this industry for quite a bit, in and out, so early in my career to do this. Because a lot of times, people have to wait long time before they're brought back to a Christian radio show or a Christian.
Uh-oh. Lady V dropped off the line. Hopefully we'll get her back. But again, it's been a pleasure to talk with Lady V. If she comes back on the line, we'll plug her back in. If not, again, it has been – oh, there she is. Here we go. Let me plug her back in. Lady V,
I'm sorry.
You.
I don't know what happened. But yeah. Like I was saying, they can find me anywhere. If not, they can reach you to find me, wherever it is, whatever it is that they may be looking for. They're looking to get in this industry, or even if they just want to ask questions, I am always open to answer any questions. And if I can't answer, I know enough people in this industry to, you know, refer you somewhere.
Amen, amen. Well, Lady V, who is your favorite Christian radio station on the planet?
TPV.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you hear me?
Well, family, we had Lady V in the building. And again, we thank her so very much.
I do want to say this. I should have told you to play my favorite Christian song.
Oh, yeah, you should have.
I
would have got it.
Yeah, it's the Mary Mary, it's the God in me. That song right there describes me.
Wait a minute. I might have it on the rotation.
That song.
I do have it. I do have it.
The God
and before we get
me,
off
that
the-
is my song.
Well, we're going to play God in Me right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Yay!
And, of course, it was a pleasure to have Ms. Mayday be on the show. And, again, thank you so very much. And thank you to your staff and your management for allowing me to come on. And, again, like I told you before, you are family. So you can definitely make sure if you need prayer, you need any counseling, my wife and I are available to you as well. I will forward you our telephone numbers if you need it, and I will transfer it on the number that's on the screen, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make sure we get in contact with you as well, and we'll chop it up off air. And again, if you need anything from us, any prayer, you know, you just need somebody to talk to, my wife and I are definitely here for you. And I just want to extend that.
Well, thank
you,
you
are
all
not
so
shunned.
Much. You guys are a blessing.
Yes, ma'am. We do not shun somebody that's doing their thing in another type of genre. That makes no fracking apple sense. So, but anyway, we gonna get going. But family, always, always remember, you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the Psalmist's voice, or when you see Lady V on TV, on the radio, whatever it is that we do for the Lord, walk with us. Let's go. Mary, Mary, take us away. God and me. Psalmist's voice reloaded. Lady V, we out. God bless you.
You're listening to The Sound.
I hope that I make you cry. mentality is everyone for themselves. Let's speak about brutality. You lean in the cell. Police having a field day on your fearlessness felt. Send SOS upstairs if you're cleaning your slate. No, you questioning your fate, but he don't make no mistakes. Just asking for your thoughts, maybe give him the weight. Pass the story off to someone else who's needing a break. No, you asking how can I give advice and I ain't perfect. Seen so many live in life with no purpose. It ain't hard to add common sense, so worth it. But no day is certain since they close the curtains. I'ma push, pass it to the hustlers, the veterans. Sneak on broadcast, perform on day letterman. Push every soul right in every state we in. On judgment day, I hope that they let me in. Let me push.
Please don't leave me now. In my life, I need you now. Knowing that I let you down, I hope that I make you proud. Struggling, show me how. In your life, I walk on my.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. TPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go. What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Sasa del Deed, Saka Fed, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
To listen to the rebroadcast of this show, go to TPV Radio Network. You can download the TuneIn app, which is absolutely free. Bypass the $9.99 promotional tab, and you can look us up, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Click the like button or the heart button, and you can follow us 24/7, 365, anywhere your mobile device takes you. Also, you can listen to us directly on the website at www.ttvradionetwork.airtime.pro. Walk with us, family. Let's go!